Fee.
Okay, is that what your problem was saying?
Yeah, I think so.
Why did that was wrong? You say it was?
It was not John.
Or it was?
Would you say it was her or it was she?
It was she.
And specifically, you say it was?
They or them.
Which would you probably say?
I would probably say it was them.
And talk about how tall you are. You'd say, he's not as tall as
I.
Or I'm not as tall as
he.
And he can do that better
than I.
And if you had been to Texas and hadn't gone any more west than that, you'd say, Texas is what west I've ever been?
The farthest.
And if something belongs to me, you'd say it's
Maryland.
Or I'd ask you, if something wasn't mine, I'd ask you, is this
yours?
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
And to them?
If it belongs to them,
it's
theirs.
And to him?
It's his.
And to her?
It's hers.
Do you ever hear people say things like his'em or yours? Or how would you know that?
Okay. Well, for instance, you'd say, you know, somebody would say, is it his? They'd say, it's his.
How does that sound to you?
Very uneducated, countryside, or...
Do you hear that around here much?
No.
And if there's a group of people at your house and they're getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope what come back in here.
I hope you come back.
Would you say you when you're talking to a whole group?
I would say you all. That's just so southerners.
Would you ever use the word you all to just one person?
No.
Say there's a group at your house and you ask them about their coats. You know, everybody's coats. It's like, where are
your coats?
Would you ever say y'all's or you all's coats?
Not y'all's.
How does that sound?
That doesn't sound right. No, I'd probably say, where are your coats?
And if there's been a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone.
Let me read that again, I'm sorry.
If there was a party and you hadn't been able to go to it, and you were asking about the people that had gone, you might ask someone, was at the party? How would you ask that? You want to know which people had gone, you'd ask.
Who went to the party?
What about who all went?
Oh, yeah. Who went to the party or who all went to the party?
And if there's a group of children that obviously belong to more than one family, you might ask about them.
That belong to more than one family?
Children are they, you say.
Whose children are they?
What about who all's children are they?
No.
And if you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, you know, everything that he said, you ask someone.
I didn't understand that.
If someone had given a speech and you hadn't been able to listen to it and you wanted to find out the content of it, you might ask someone.
What the speech was about?
Would you ever say, what all did he talk about?
Yeah.
How would you say that?
What all did he talk about?
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, you say, he better do it.
Bar himself.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
And what different kinds of bread are there?
There is white bread, whole wheat bread, rye bread, corn bread.
What do you put in white bread to make it rise?
Yeast.
And you say there's two kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's...
There's
what'd you get at the store?